doubt she is one of the most famous cows in history. But is she really to blame for the problems she may have caused? The story of a cow and the disaster one October day is this edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
We've all heard of a famous fire and Miss O'Leary's infamous cow.
We do know that it started in the barn behind Mrs. O'Leary's house on DeCoven Street, in a place actually now where the Chicago Fire Academy is, where firefighters are trained.
Peter Alter is a curator at the Chicago History Museum.
Mrs. O'Leary survived the fire. The fire essentially swept east and north from her barn, and her house was essentially slightly to the west of her barn. So her house did not burn down. So she was very much an outcast after that.
O'Leary was shunned by many in the city of Chicago. It didn't help that she was an Irish Catholic immigrant.
There was, of course, a prejudice against Roman Catholics and Irish immigrants at that time. So that made it a little bit easier to sort of push Mrs. O'Leary to the outskirts of Chicago culture.
It's taken over a century for people to officially stop blaming the cow that may have helped begin that 1871 blaze.
In the last 15 years, the Chicago City Council has essentially exonerated Mrs. O'Leary and her poor cow, Bessie.
The exoneration, though, came too late for Leary.
She lived to an old age. After the fire, after 1871, she did not live a very happy life because she was seen as an outcast. There were not houses that were built up around her house, so she was not only socially an outcast, but physically an outcast.
The debate about O'Leary's cow aside, this was a devastating fire. More of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.